You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome to the Batuta Advocate weekly news bulletin. My name's Clancy Overall, joined by editor at large Errol Parker, taxpayer, and Wendell Hussey.
Tax receiver.
Look, I pay a little bit. I pay a couple of $1,000 a year.
How much is your knee going to cost us this time around?
The taxpayer.
Yep, going back through the public system.
Oh, no.
It's on my...
My knee quicks.
My knee hurts. Errol, I'm actually still on my family's private healthcare plan. So
how old are you?
All good. So, yeah, there'd be some cost, I guess.
Yeah, I bet system. You know how to tie a tie in the dark, don't you?
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bloody private schoolboys on their bloody parents, bloody private healthcare.
34 years of age.
Get off the boob, mate. off the boob.
Mate, better that, you know, we're paying for it than bloody taxpayers, you know what I mean? Like, we're paying our own way, so.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm getting sledged about that.
Speaking of annoying man babies, or in fact, real babies.
Yeah.
What's in the news this week?
Well, we'll start off with a story about both. Arj Barker has asked a baby crying at a local dawn service to be removed. Very controversial.
Yes, the international comedian, emphasising international because his accent is American, who has been touring Australia for so long he now attends Anzac Day services in his local community, which isn't in Australia, unofficially, but kind of is, reportedly asked a young mother to remove herself from Thursday's dawn service.
The consternation comes after the culture wars machine went into overdrive this week following Barker's decision to evict a mother from his comedy show in Melbourne. Claiming that comedy shows are not the right place for babies, it appears, though, that Barker has now laid out some more ground rules on where it is acceptable for a young mother to take her bub.
Definitely not the dawn service.
Well, you don't want
according to Arj.
You don't want a crying baby during the last post. And I can sympathise when you are a master of your craft like Arj Barker and the whole room, you know, depends on the tension that you're creating with that microphone in hand. A crying baby can ruin that.
Well, that's what he said. He said the president of the sub-branch of the RSL was trying to hit his beats in the speech and the crying baby was disrupting.
Yeah.
So all the dogs yipping and yapping and carrying on and biting at people's heels at the dawn service.
You can't bring your dog to a dawn service.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clancy, plenty of them do.
I just hope it works out for the American Jim Owen.
He will be fine. He lives nicely on the mid-north coast.
Good press for an Australian comedian.
Well, there you go. People are still going to Arj Barker shows.
It happened on his last show of the comedy run, so how annoying.
Goes out with a bang, and then all of the... just everyone will remember.
And then he gets a Stan special.
Off the back of this.
Good for him. Now, we've got a bit of an international story, and there's been some shock this week as another South African poon shows very little respect for the Australian public.
Yes, Elon Musk, a polarising African-American entrepreneur and owner of the publishing website X, is under fire this week for criticising a request from the Australian government to take down a video from his website. The E-Safety Commissioner, or as Musk describes her, the E-Safety Commissar, asked Twitter, or X, to take down the video of a recent knife attack in Sydney. The government has fears the video is helping spread misinformation regarding terror incidents, as the New South Wales have deemed it.
Yeah, and rather than simply getting his platform to take down the graphic video, the South African egotist has dug his heels in and has been stormed. The South African egotist has dug in his heels and made a fool of himself in the Australian media. Yes, following in the footsteps of outgoing Woolworths CEO Brad Baducci, is that how you say it? Anyway, Musk has tried to lecture Australians to a similar result. It's believed he's currently in the process of learning what Johnny Depp, Novak Djokovic, and Frank Sinatra did, which is the Australians enjoy making life hard for famous people from overseas.
Yeah, well, look, fair enough. You know, one day you're taking down videos of extreme violence on the internet and the next day you're in a fascist state where people can't think about anything, they can't speak out, they can't do anything,
look,
you know. So it's freedom of speech.
It's an attack on freedom of speech, and I think this all started, the rot started with Prime Minister John Gorton in 1970 when he created the Australian Classifications Board. The moment they brought MA15 plus and R18 plus into the mix, Our freedom of speech was greatly hindered, and it actually has been an ongoing attack ever since.
That's a great point, Clancy. That's where it started. That's where it started. Actually a lot longer descent than you'd expect, right? But it goes rapid down here.
Ironic, considering he destroyed his marriage by cheating.
I know.
Wife, well, that's so. What all good Christians
do. Well, that's why
do.
He needed the classifications, because he was tempted by the Skinamax movies.
What I have done is R-rated. Yeah, baby, yeah.
Now, when I travel and I stay in hotels, I always turn on the TV and one of those blue movies is playing and gave me some horrible ideas and it ruined my life.
Very nice.
My wife. Now, we're finishing up. Sorry. Our next story is a headline that reads like this. What is this shit? Says local woman before realizing it's the new Taylor Swift. Probably our most controversial story of recent times.
Oof.
Yes, a story that has resulted in multiple death threats and foiled low-tech terrorism attacks on the Batuta Advocate newsroom. A city worker has had her commute home this week ruined after tuning into the local Top 40 FM station and not liking what she heard. Through a soft warble of synthesizers and a drum machine, the 35-year-old account executive's attention was diverted from the meandering Volkswagen in front of her and towards the lyrics on the radio.
Yes, this local woman, Meredith, said she initially thought she stumbled across something, you know, some new up-and-comer on Triple J's Unearthed, or maybe one of those Christian rock stations, but she soon learned that the quote-unquote awful garbage she found herself listening to was actually one of the most successful artists in the world. So there you go.
It's all poppy syndrome. People just want to bring Tay-Tay down.
It's just sexism. It's sexism, misogyny, and every other nonogyny.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Finally,
homogeny. Oh!
There it is. A city man who moves spreadsheet columns for a living has decided to purchase himself a new turbo dickhead injection ute.
Yes, a gillet-wearing man who works in our town's business district has today wowed friends, family, colleagues, and acquaintances with the purchase of a big, shiny new ute that goes vroom, vroom.
Look, outside of Queensland, that word is actually pronounced gilet. Clancy, but
I didn't see the little dash above the E. So
anyway, look, Gillette. That's right. Anyway, look,
may as well be a razor, mate.
So you're telling me it's Matt Gillet he played Origin?
No, it's Matt Gillett that played Origin.
All right,
but
okay.
The jacket is called a gilet.
Gilet. Hmm.
Yeah,
sounds
that's
nice.
Well, look, mate, I can tell you don't spend much time down the French Quarter, that's for sure. Anyway, the man who's had a job he can't really explain to any of his friends from school has finally got his hands on a brand spanking new TDI Glamorok. Which, of course, stands for Turbo Dickhead Injection. Well, he admitted he probably won't get as much use out of the vehicle as, say, a tradesman or the like. It'll be very handy when he needs to move or goes camping out bush, as he likes to call it.
Yes, the great outdoors.
Mm.
Going out.
Get off
going
that barge
outside.
To Morton and just camp on the sand.
Get out of the rat race.
Go up to Fraser Island, feed some wild dogs. With your hand, with your kids running around, you know, just being like,
chook.
Yeah,
throw a hot chook near other people's campsites.
Here you go, doggy. Here's a half-eaten chook I brought in from Harvey Bay Coles.
Hey, doggy, you should get used to just eating things that are in and around campsites. Anyway, that's enough from us this week. Thank you for listening to the Batuta Weekly Bulletin. We hope you are enjoying the seasonal affected disorder that is currently gripping the nation.
Yeah, I hope you've taken the mega holiday to Easter, into Anzac Day, just, you know, harming the economy one holiday at a time.
We've got actually so Queensland and only here. Queensland has Labor Day coming up too. So if you are a pro, you've probably stretched it out to that one.
I always tell myself I'll learn for next year and I never do. I don't know why I'm here.
Anyway, that's enough from us. Hooroo.